Hi, I'm Marcus.
And I'm Nick.
And we are Working Class Nerds.
We're the podcast that gives you no information about your favorite information.
Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2019. I almost said 2018.
Wow.
You can find this Hype Train Choo Choo podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Buzzsprout, Stitcher, and WorkingClassNerds.com.
This week's episode, we are live talking about all kinds of awesome Star Wars news, including, but not limited to, a new Jedi Fallen Order story trailer, updates on the live stream from BioWare that is stuck in internet hell, and, of course, the announcement of the 6.0 expansion to SOTOR! Na, 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 na.
Burr, 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 burr. I gotta get one of those horns like Ryan has.
Oh, the air horn?
Yeah.
Sound?
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta get a soundboard.
We're not there yet.
Yeah. And we're live.
And we're live. So before we talk about all that fun stuff, Marcus wants to ask me what I've been up to this week.
Oh, so what I've been up to. So we killed Corruptor Zero in hard mode on Monday because we didn't quite get him down on Sunday. So we went back again for round two. We
on did like a bonus ops night.
And then on Mondays, it's kind of like hard mode Mondays where we go and like continue a lockout, whether it's Brian's team or my team or whatever. We just try to make it happen. Anyway, so we got to Bronte's, and let me tell you, that fight is no joke.
In hard mode?
Yeah, it's no joke. Like every little mechanic, you just die. There's like no forgiving. Like it's not forgiving at all. As soon as you mess something up, you're dead. That's why I can't like... I feel really bad for Nightmare Raiders because, like, we're in hard mode and we're getting destroyed. I almost dropped the F-bomb. It was this close.
I don't know how you're going to not swear.
I'm totally going to do that. So, you know, making a mistake is one thing in, like,
story mode.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't recover. Really matter. Like, three people die, one DPS can usually beat a story mode up. But in the hard mode...
You're screwed.
Yeah, it's such a big jump from here to here in the hype of it all. So anyway, so we did that. Bronte's whooped our ass, but that's
there
good.
You go.
Yeah, but that's not. Is that a swear? Oh, shit. I'm so done. This is. I can't do this. Anyway, so on a side note, I started leveling a Juggernaut. And I want to learn it because there's people that I know that play a jug and they get like,
Oh no, if you're going to compliment their playing style, it definitely is you're talking about.
Yeah, but you play a jug. But anyways, I was watching somebody else and they were in our like star parts to see what their DPS is.
Yeah.
And they had like 11,000 DPS. I was just like, I have to play this class. I need to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Because my Marauder does not do that. And I'm sure it
what
can.
What are you getting? Like
9,000?
Yeah.
But 8 to 9.
That 2,000 is a big jump. What kind of time frame is that in?
I don't know. No idea. In one fight. Every fight is different. It depends what your roles are for that fight.
Yeah.
But still,
that's a lot of damage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I haven't really been playing any other games. But what I have been doing, and it sounds ridiculous. Okay. But I've been on Twitter a lot. Okay, so Soterista puts up this Star Wars fan community booth, which we talked about because Kogus was on our bonus episode last week.
Right.
And we've been...
little guest appearance from Soterista.
Right. And I'm, you know...
Hey, speaking of which, hey, Marks and Nick, I'm sitting in bed processing everything I'm shipping out. Did you guys know you are getting a special surprise, smiley face? No, we did not, Soterista. Thank you.
But now we do.
Yeah,
exactly. So anyway... what I was saying about the booth was, you know, we had Kogus on and I've been catching up on all of the pictures of the cosplayers, all of the updates that they put out, doing all those things to, you know, make it even better. Because like during it, there was so much Star Wars information, it was getting lost. So I would just now I just go to that SOTOR fan community page on Twitter and I'll follow it and like see all of the different things mm-hmm. that they have, and it's so awesome, man. So big shout out to Soterista, and there's the link. And Sotirista and Kogis and everybody and Ted. I know Ted was there and everybody else who really helped.
Whoa, that's a lot of cool.
Yeah, look at the Arkin and wow. Valen. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Sorry, Sotirista just dropped a
Darth Nihilus. Wow, there's a lot of Revans. Oh, there's even a Malak back there.
Wow.
Look at the Republic Commando. It's a teal shot. All right. I'm sorry. See, this is
what
balloons.
Happens.
Balloons.
So for the podcast listeners, so Teresa just dropped a link to a photo in our chat with a bunch of really cool cosplayers from a celebration. And then, I pulled up the photo, and Marcus just totally got lost in it.
Yeah. If you see a balloon in the air, most likely I'm looking at it too. Anyways, so it was the Commando's armor was awesome. Well, you saw it in person, Corley. But led back to Celebration, it was just awesome. And the buzz that came out of Celebration for Star Wars The Old Republic was crazy.
That's awesome.
They got the big announcement. But even after the first day, people were like rando people that didn't play the game. They would post on Twitter about, look at this cosplay from The Old Republic. I don't play the game, but this is awesome.
Right.
You know, so Teresa, Kogis, everybody, it was good. And then the big thanks to everybody who teamed up with them. So I know we did a bonus episode. There was Kidley, there was Vemifris, there was Namigal, I think Peter the Cellcath. I mean, so many people contributed, I'm going to call it at home, to connect Celebration to us, to the viewers. So
yeah, to like the wider community.
Yeah, it was like a big group effort to make it happen. TiniCast did it too with Fiona and Deckion. Mm-hmm. TiniCast did an episode right after the Cantina announcements last week. So
that's cool.
The whole community came together, and I really believe it's because of Sotirista putting in all the work, and everybody just stepped up and stood behind her and made it happen. Anyway, Nick, what have you been up to this week?
Well, going according to my trend the past few weeks, not a whole lot of gaming. It's been, as per usual, very, very school heavy. As the semester's drawing to a close, I have a lot of exams, a lot of homework, a lot of all the above. The only real gaming that I did was play a couple of games of FIFA last night against Mariana. We were previewing the upcoming Liverpool versus Barcelona matchup in the Champions League semifinal. I'm a Liverpool supporter, of course, and she likes Barcelona, so it's going to be... that game's going to be interesting to watch with her, I should say.
Not really, because it's a 50-50 shot, but you both are winners. So if she wins, you're going to be sad, but she's going to be happy, so you'll be happy. And if Liverpool wins, you're going to be really happy, and she's just going to be pissed off and go to bed. So I guess it's like a...
that's not screwed. How 50-50 works.
Yeah, that's not. You're screwed.
Yeah, I am screwed. So go Liverpool. Go Reds. In other nerdy news, Game of Thrones first episode came out Sunday night. So I've obviously been doing a lot of like Game of Thrones related listening and like reading on Reddit and on different podcasts. Namely, I don't usually like review podcasts and stuff, but my favorite Game of Thrones one called Storm of Spoilers. I subscribed to their Patreon to get more Game of Thrones content. And then I also left a review on iTunes. And the reason I'm bringing this all up, and Marcus is already rolling his eyes.
No, and that's not why I'm rolling my eyes.
What?
If you look at the chat, John Blaze, you know, ugh.
Manchester United, that's just terrible. Well, they just got smoked by Barcelona. And I'm afraid Liverpool's next on Messi's kill list. So
yeah.
I can't really talk too much crap.
Yeah.
Until the...
It's all about Arsenal. But anyway, moving on.
Back at the ranch. So in Game of Thrones news, this awesome podcast, Storm of Spoilers, mentioned Working Class Nerds on their show for the first episode of Season 8 because I left them a review on iTunes and said, hey, like, I really like your show and you kind of inspired me to, you know, start my own podcast. And they give us a cool plug. So I thought that was pretty awesome to have one of my favorite shows like give us a plug that's not anything related to a lot of our content. You know,
you've been listening to that show for a while.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, exactly. So if that's yours, like I listen to Houtini Cast, Bad Feeling, and Max and Seamus, and that's what helped inspire me. And then when we, you know, one day we had the light bulb and we were like, let's do it.
Yeah.
But you know,
let's slap a mic between
our
us.
Our 2-year anniversary is going to be reviewing. Episode 9.
Oh, right. Wow, that's perfect. Yeah, because it comes out like in December, right?
Yeah, so we need to have we have to have some kind of plan on how to do that. Like, I don't know if we'll do a live show or not. Oh, yeah.
We should definitely do a live show.
Yeah, the two-year anniversary is going to be huge. CSO Tarista, you're the best.
So, yeah, Hotspurs. Oh, my God.
What is a Hotspur?
I thought that's the Tottenham team. Tottenham Hotspurs.
Oh.
They're another big six team. This is how much you follow soccer. Well, you'll scream Arsenal at the top of your lungs, but you don't know what is going on.
There's nothing else. You know, but there's nothing else. What Arsenal's in third place, so.
Are they? I don't think so.
Anyway.
This is going to bug me. I'll pull it up later. But, so yeah, it was just cool. That was my only point. It was cool to see one of my favorite shows give us a shout out.
Sure.
So that's it for me. What would you like to get into?
So I usually will say in SOTOR news, but I think we should wait until the after our break and you go pee to break all that stuff down, because that's going to take some time.
Right. But we do have some guild news about AIE stuff, and we also want to talk about the Jedi Fallen Order trailer that dropped at Celebration before our break.
Right. But first, I want to make sure everybody knows that's in the chat. Tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/Kogass.
C-O-G-A-S-S.
_. Nick is going to type that in the chat for you. Make sure you subscribe to him or follow him and get ready, because he's having Charles and Musco on a show to talk about. Confirm that, please. I just want to make sure that's the right thing.
The right link.
Yeah. So he's going to have Musco and Charles on, and he's the first person to interview them after coming off the hype train of 6.0. Which is pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So
That's sweet for Kogass.
I don't think that's him.
Yeah. So it is the end.
He's got a porg. Yep. That is him. Oh yeah, that's him. Yep.
There you go.
All right. So anyway, make sure you guys follow him and get in ready for a good dev interview. He's gonna knock it out of the park.
Yeah, he does a nice job with interviews. I like Kogass's body of work
for sure. Other than that, tomorrow night, now within guild news, I should say, is our monthly epic guild activity,
also called a mega.
It's my monthly event that I host for our guild in SOTOR. Tomorrow we're doing the Ossus takeover. So what we're going to do is we're going to kill some world bosses on Ossus, and we are going to kill the Hive Queen. I'm hoping a couple times with a few of the...
Oh, there's Kogass.
Yep. I'm hoping we can kill the Hive Queen a couple times and get some people some gear and do the world bosses hopefully a couple times with a couple different alts, because hopefully we'll have a full team and we don't have to pug too many people. So if all this sounds fun to you...
Go to aie-guild.org, get our Discord info, jump in and ask for a guild invite specifically from Corley. Corley is by far the best at it. Especially,
I heard he loves inviting people into the guild.
It's his favorite event. He almost likes inviting people into the guild more than playing SOTOR.
And the biggest part about that is I heard he has copied on his keyboard /G invite. So he never copy and paste anything else. That's the only thing he copies and pastes.
Wow.
/G invite. Insert name here.
Boom, done.
Thanks, Corley. Also, one last piece of guild news. On Tuesday nights is our guild night. It's basically open to anybody who wants to play in the guild, or even if you're outside the guild. It's called Mandatory Fun Night, where attendance isn't mandatory,
but having fun is.
Yes. So that's at 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday night. The guild comes together and we do either, you know, an operation 16 man, or we'll do some rampages with some conquest stuff. There's a bunch of stuff that we do to make that happen. So, if you're around on Tuesday nights over on the Starforge server, give me a holler or go get our Discord info and jump in, and we would love to have you. Nick, do you have to actually pee?
No, but you want to talk about that Jedi Fallen Order trailer?
Sure. What did you think?
Well, I'm excited just because it's purely from the standpoint of it's a Star Wars story-based game which is pretty awesome. And they came out and said there's not going to be any microtransactions. There's not going to be multiplayer, which I mean, there could be. I don't really mind. That's not bad if the so long as the story part is the main focus of the game.
Well, it's going to be.
Right, which it is. So I'm saying it's a good thing. But I'm excited for it. From the trailer, I thought a lot of the stuff in there seemed really cool. It seems like you're like a general. It's like almost.
It's after Order 66.
Right. It's almost like post-apocalyptic is the way it seems. Cause it's after Order 66. So you're like this normal force sensitive dude, it looks like, and you're just going about your business, trying not to get noticed by anybody. And then you eventually, it seems like you're fighting and you're getting involved. And then later you find a lightsaber, which is pretty cool. Or at least that's what the trailer looks like.
But I like that there's inquisitors in it.
Right. That's pretty cool. I like the world building. Like they show you in a cantina, they show you like flying around. There's all kinds of crazy ships and stuff. I like in one section in like the middle of the trailer, there's like this giant gaping maw. It's almost like a Sarlacc pit, but I think it's got tentacles going on too, which is pretty cool.
Right.
One of the guys almost falls into and you save him. I think I'm excited to like dive into another section of like just the Star Wars universe, like where it's playable, you know?
I want to know, how long is the campaign going to be?
That's true too. I want to know, is it like 100 hours or like 80 hours, like something substantial, or is it like 12?
Or is it like 5?
Right.
You know what
like
I mean?
Like a Call of Duty where it's like 8.
And that's the thing I don't know. They haven't said, is it an RPG or is it an action story-based game,
right?
Which I don't have that clue. So
I'm not sure either, but I am pretty hyped about it. It seems pretty sweet. It coming out on PC is nice because you can actually play it in Mega HD.
Yeah, I'll definitely get it for the computer. But again, it just depends on the length of the game and how good. I feel like the first chapter of the game has to suck you in, mm-hmm. or on my end, like I don't have the time to be able to just
like sink 3 hours.
Okay, like go through the tutorial, get through the second mission, and like it slowly builds. Like it needs to jump right in.
Yeah.
Like you need to start killing shit right away,
right?
In order to suck me in, because if I get sucked in, like Mass Effect 2, I got sucked into that game because
right.
the second it started, it was go.
That's
there's
true.
No buildup.
Yeah.
It was just go, and you were like, oh my god, I gotta do this.
Right. Well, that's spoiler alert for Mass Effect. Fast forward like a minute if you haven't played those games and plan to. Yeah, it's because you know Shepard dies at the end of the first game. So then it's like, holy shit, you get resurrected and thrown right into the action immediately from Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I'm remembering that correctly, right?
I can't see.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. The biggest thing for me for this game is, you know, they're making a story game. Is it going to be $60 or is it going to be like $50?
No, it's probably 60.
Okay, so it's 60 yeah. bucks. It's a story only game.
Yeah.
There's nothing else coming. I'm sure they'll do DLC for it.
Right.
But
which it makes is me fine think if, of, it's like if it's like a 20, 30 hour game.
Yeah.
Well,
Spider-Man.
Oh, right.
It makes me think of Spider-Man. Remember when you were playing Spider-Man, you were like, dude, there's so much to do.
Yeah.
And it was never ending. Like, that's what I hope for.
Right.
If it's an open world where, like, I can be poking around and all of a sudden, like, I hear beep, boop, beep, boop, and it's a little R2 unit in, like, an alley and you have to, like,
go
retrieve a data pad for him or something because he can't reach.
Right.
But, like, when you go up, oh, shit, there's a stormtrooper up there. What do you do?
Right.
And then that's the next thing is it going to be a stealth action game?
Right.
Because, like, you can't use your force powers. So is it, you know, are you going to be sneaking around, like using the force to like pull something towards you?
Right.
Like, I'm really intrigued on to hear how immersive this story is.
Right.
And I guess I'm going to buy it just because it's a Star Wars game, but whether I play it after one time will depend on
right.
the game itself.
Corey Van Sickle in the chat.
It's Corey.
Sorry.
Hey, Corey.
What's up, Corey? I don't think we've met before. It does look like Uncharted. A little bit, but going off of your point, I think the way the trailer set up most of the bulk of the trailer, the character does not have a lightsaber. So if I had to guess, a lot of it is like you trying to blend in, and yeah, it might be stealth missions where like you're trying to. It seems like the stormtroopers in the trailer are trying to find force users, and that's why there's like a big emphasis on blending in.
Right.
So I'd imagine there's a lot of stealth in the first half. And then as you get more and more involved in whatever resistance movement you know, that it's going to end up turning into the rebellion later, I'd imagine you like to get more combat, like open combat abilities.
Right.
If that makes sense. So it might be more stealthy in the beginning, or like only combat in like a, you know, private setting or something like that.
100%.
And then it'll transition into like more open battle, which seems pretty cool. But yeah, I'm excited for it, so long as there's a longer campaign. I mean,
you need a longer campaign.
Yeah.
I would say in order for me to be happy with like the story part of it.
I don't remember how long Spider-Man was, but
I think it was 30 hours.
Yeah. I think probably 30 hours to just do the campaign. I think getting 100%, I think I ended up like in the 90s somewhere. It was like probably closer to 50 or 60.
Really?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of stuff to do. There's a lot of collectibles and stuff to do, and a lot of side missions you could do. Like that were a lot of the collectibles were tied to side missions, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty awesome.
So now, yeah. Did you have anything else to say? Now, because now I do actually have to pee.
All right.
We'll be right back. And we're back. So today we're discussing all of the crazy SWTOR news.
And there's a lot of it.
Right. There's a whole bunch of stuff about the new 6.0 expansion to break down. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Well, not a whole bunch, but stuff about the live stream that
there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
There's a lot.
And in the end, we're going to talk about what's coming next, which is game update 5.10.3. Holy cow, let's do this.
All right. So first off, 6.0. I'm just going to start reading some of the stuff.
Yes, please do.
Star Wars, The Old Republic Onslaught puts you at the center of the reignited war between the Galactic Republic and the Sith Empire. Will you remain loyal to your faction or work to undermine and sabotage their war efforts? The choice is yours. Explore two new planets, a new flashpoint on the war-torn world of Corellia, a new operation set in the lush jungles of Duxon, and more. Reap the spoils of war with reworked itemization, an increased level cap, and new abilities. Star Wars The Old Republic Onslaught is coming September 2019, free to all subscribers, which is pretty awesome. So I think Duxon. It's D Duxon. Thank you, chat people.
Duxon.
That's pretty awesome.
Duxon. Let's get a duck, son. Anyway.
Oh, man. The point I was fumbling over was that it's pretty awesome that it's free to all subscribers. So even if you're a free-to-play person, which I don't know how you could be if you play SWTOR all the time, but it's only a $15 expansion.
So Warcraft comes out, their new one, you're paying $50, plus you still have to subscribe.
Right.
Games come out, they're $60.
Right.
What's Star Wars do? Boom.
Free expansion.
Hey, if you're not subscribed, why don't you just pay us $15, but we'll give you every piece of content ever in the game.
Right.
Here you go.
That's pretty badass.
Enjoy the game. $15.
Mm-hmm.
That's a win.
That is a win. So, giving a little more details, it says, the war reignites. The war between the Galactic Republic and Sith Empire blazes across the galaxy. Crucial resources dwindle as piracy and crime escalate dramatically. Amid this chaos, the Alliance commander has the chance to tip the scales in favor of either faction, committing their elite forces to decide the fate of the galaxy. As the Sith Empire prepares to make a decisive strike against a newly constructed Republic shipyard on the planet Corellia, members of the Dark Council see victory on the horizon and begin plotting against one another in anticipation of the spoils. Oh, nice. Meanwhile, Republic forces must race against time to muster reinforcements from across the galaxy in order to defend Corellia from the Sith.
What I like about this is that first part where they're it basically told you can pick what, you know, if you want to favor the Republic, but you're an imp.
Right.
And you're going to be able to go through the whole story as an imp on the Republic side.
Right.
It's awesome.
That is awesome.
But it also messes with my head.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that's
because then do you turn into a Jedi Knight? Oh God. The whole show went to shit now.
Why?
Brian's here.
Oh God. What's up, Brian? Bringing back the board game talk.
That's Elvis.
What's up, Elvis? Yeah. I love that you guys share a mic. Well, not all of us have a full studio, well, no, Brian.
We do have two new mics, but we're trying to figure out this new mixer thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, hey, Ryan. So anyway.
You see how Brian just riles us up?
Yeah, he just didn't have to say, like, every
one thing.
You guys, we just went from on topic to completely gone because of Brian. And how come every time I see his logo, I think of, hey, Maxie, I have a real bad. So I every time I see Brian, I just think of gummy bears.
Oh, the logo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, it's like, you should just change this thing to
a gummy bear.
Yeah.
So
lean yeah. closer, please. I can't hear y'all. Oh,
that's terrible.
Anyway, see, this is why the chat is bad.
Well, it's fine if you can pay attention to what you're trying to talk about.
I can't do shit when that's going on. Plus the camera. Oh, man, I'm just terrible at this. Anyways.
So what I'm excited for, too, is that the Sith, true to character, I guess, they can't just finish the mission. They've got to start plotting ahead against each other. You know what I mean? Which is pretty cool. I'm not reading these chats. Yeah.
Share the headset? Come on. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Back of the ranch.
Yeah. So I've got nothing. See, he fucking derailed the whole thing.
The next topic I just swear? To talk about. Yes, you've been swearing this whole time. A classic from the Old Republic. The search for allies leads to Onderon. A planet of untamed jungles and savage beasts. For centuries, Onderon has been a loyal member of the Republic. But will the planet's newly crowned king maintain that ancient alliance?
Which is awesome. We're getting three new planets.
Right. Well, Corellia, yeah, this is all new, right?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. Just as a quick side note, Malkus looks pretty awesome, A. But B, whoever this Jedi character, whose name I'm not really sure of, lightsaber looks cool that has like this giant handguard on it.
Yeah, it's like Ezra's.
Right.
Ezra Bridger.
Right.
It's like Commander. Oh, shit. I don't know her name.
See, you keep swearing.
I'm trying not to.
Back at the ranch.
Tal'Adair.
Yes. Thank you. Tal'Adair. Galactic Crossroads. Travel to Miksha, an independent fueling station in Boomtown, built in the hollows of a mined out asteroid once controlled by the Hutts. This environment looks really cool to me. This lawless den of smugglers, pirates, mercenaries, traders, and refugees has become a crossroads for the entire galaxy, a place where opportunity and danger can be found in equal measure. This is pretty cool. It seems like it's a giant cantina, basically.
Yeah, and what's awesome is we're getting three planets.
That's really cool. You know what this place reminds me of? You remember in the beginning of the Darth Bane book series, like where he comes from, it's like a giant mining town. Mm-hmm. People are just kind of like stuck there.
And just drinking in a bar until they're wasted, and then they go home and sleep and then work the next day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it just sounds like an interesting and like in-universe like environment that I'm excited to explore, you know?
Right.
Three whole new planets is really cool. Even if this like mining town one is a little smaller, like who cares? You're still getting two full other ones and then like a bonus one.
Well, I feel like they're going to expand on it. Like we haven't gotten all the information yet.
Right.
Hopefully Kogus pulls it out of them because there's a lot of questions in what we've just read. This one.
Yeah, that's the mining town.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
I agree.
All right.
So, there's a little note. It says, return to Corellia. In the dramatic finale of the expansion storyline, you'll see Corellia like never before. This new flashpoint will bring players to a new area on the classic SOTOR planet Corellia for both solo and group players. That's pretty cool. I'm excited about exploring that as well. You can also play with friends in Duxun. Onderon's largest moon is teeming with wild jungle life, drawing the attention of the unscrupulous Zerka Corporation, as well as a band of fanatical Trandoshan hunters. The operation will be available at launch, so gather your friends and prepare for one of the galaxy's greatest challenges. New operation!
So I'm most excited for this, which means my team needs to make sure we kill Brontes in hard mode, so when this new op comes out, we can jump into that.
Right.
I'm so excited for finally a new op. You know, Gods from the Machine was great, but I've never been involved in the game when a whole new op is launched. Released at one time.
Right.
You know, he says Mega Kefis. Mega.
Mega. So this next chunk is what I'm really excited about, besides the new planets, of course. Mm-hmm. So it says, The Spoils of War. Our philosophy for this expansion is, in bold, play your way. Items have always been an important part of your character's identity. But for the first time, we are offering true depth and choice with exciting new items that let you decide how to play in the upcoming battle. One of the ways we're adding this depth is with an entirely new type of gear slot called tactical items. These build-defining items directly alter your abilities and playstyle. Taking these new items, players will be able to pair them with numerous new set bonuses to choose from, including general sets that can be used by anyone. These item sets can be acquired through multiple paths. Acquire your gear no matter how you choose to play, either player versus environment, player versus player, galactic command, and crafting are all viable. New set items, tactical items, and more open a pathway to limitless depth, allowing you to play your character exactly how you want.
And they've gone through since then. There's open forums, like general discussions, and they're actually asking everybody, what do you want to see out of this gearing change? Do you want this? What new ability would be awesome for a juggernaut or a marauder or a mercenary, all this thing? I personally think they should continue to make the sorks even more powerful than they already are, because why not, right? And it'll just give the community something to complain about. But
you just like stirring the pot.
Absolutely. But the big one for me of what they're talking about is they're talking about legacy gear. And the way this sounds to me is they're going to be making legacy gear for everything. So legacy gear can be your weapons and your whole right side. Right. Yeah. Now, the way I'm understanding it is they're going to make it all legacy bound. So the entire everything you're wearing will be able to pass it to your whole tune. So now, like, alts are going to be instantly geared. You're not going to have to worry about getting different gear for the alt that's the same class, because, you know, the earpiece is still a 236 or a 242, where everything else is 252 or 258.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think it's a exciting experience.
Legacy expansion is sort of built into this extra
right
tactical item slot addition.
Yep. I think a big one for me also too with this is that I'm curious to see what abilities they give, because, you know, I don't know who asked me yesterday, maybe it was Kogus. He asked me what I would want for a marauder.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a move called Undying Rage where you don't take any damage for 3 seconds or 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Like 99% of your damage, you're immune, right?
Oh, that's cool.
For 4 seconds.
Yeah.
But I thought to myself, what would be better? Full health or 4 seconds of basically you can't die?
Invincibility.
Invincibility.
Probably full health.
Right.
So if like, you instead, more time yeah, like, seconds.
If, you know,
unless you can get hit, healed in that 4 seconds.
Right, so. Exactly. If I could, you know, hit that Undying Rage and it heals me and then it allows me my survivability to go way up.
Yeah.
I think that might be better for me than me just being immune to damage for 3 seconds. But, you know, because
at the same time, you'd have to have a crazy long cooldown for that Undying Rage.
I do.
Yeah.
It has.
Okay.
Yeah, the cooldown is pretty long.
Okay.
But I don't know which I would want. But I don't foresee them doing that, because that would just make the Marauder OP, overpowered.
Yeah, unless like the defense for a Marauder got like drastically cut. You know what I mean? To where it's almost like they have like half health from another class or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And something else that I see in this is that they're straight up saying they're making PvP gear, PvE gear, and all of these things. But the biggest one for me, and when we had Musco on, we said this, Galactic Command is great for the game.
Yeah.
Because you're a casual player. You can play casually and still acquire your gear
right
for whatever you want
to
do.
I don't have to play ops, or I don't have to go PvP. I don't have to play a play style that I don't want. I can play the way I feel like and still get gear at a similar rate to everybody else.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to hear that they're not getting rid of Galactic Command, whatever they call it. Even if it's a slower rate to get their gear, it still gives everybody in the game an opportunity to get the best in gear slot.
Right.
So, best in slot gear,
right.
I should say. I believe that that's what makes the game last, because for me now, and now I guess I can say I'm a new school PvE, an MMO player, like new age.
Yeah.
I know that if I got to the end of the story and I don't do anything else and there's no way for me to get acquire, like there's no hunt for anything else. What if I only want to play this one tune? I don't want to go back and do another story.
Right.
So now I'm just going to stop playing the game because there's no like incentive for me to continue. Right. You know what I mean? Like where you're playing like Grand Theft Auto 5 or Skyrim, you can do the whole story, but then go back and do all the side quests.
Right. Yeah, all the Daedric quests and
whatever it is.
Whatever, yeah. Whatever quest factions and yeah, I should play Skyrim again. That's a good game.
Can you imagine if we could have four lightsabers?
Like Grievous?
Yeah.
That's a chat comment. Dude, I was looking
Eldest.
Can we just take a sidebar?
Yeah.
Before we continue. I was looking at lightsabers today. So like Zen's lightsaber.
It inspired you?
It totally inspired me. I'm like, whoa. I got to get me one of those. So I was looking at different companies and like which ones I want. And I'm like, okay, well, if I want a lightsaber, like I don't want just a random one because that's not how I roll. I want like a character's lightsaber. I'm like, okay, who's a cool character? I'm like, oh, I want to get Revan's lightsaber. Of course, the guy I'm like stuck with, he has two lightsabers. So now I got to buy two of these freaking things.
I don't know. That's for me. It would be awesome to have one and like hang it in the man shed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, but. For me, like,
but if I do that, then I want like the full realistic like Revan costume too. But that's like two G's. Well, total with the lightsabers and the full realistic costume with the mask.
You should just make your own costume. Make it a hobby,
yeah, dude. I don't have time for that. I have time to work. I don't have time to work and build a costume.
So one stitch every day, you'll be done in 25 years.
Yeah, but it's not, yeah, right. It's not the cape and stuff. I'm sure I could buy that. It's more like the armor pieces and the mask and stuff.
Right.
But anyways, back at the ranch, maybe I'll have a lightsaber sometime soon.
I don't know what I was going to say because
I got totally derailed you.
Mm-hmm. And it was something about the gear. Oh, as of the Galactic Command.
Yeah.
I don't think there should be a rank anymore.
For Galactic Command.
Yep. I think it should just be you just get a box and that box is a random piece of gear. I don't think it should be tiered to
and
let me rephrase.
Okay.
I think it should be like let's say the bottom three tiers of gear.
Yeah.
And the bottom is like a 33% chance. And then the middle level gear is purple gear is a 22% chance. And then
you mean reverse? So for you're talking about getting like upper end gear,
yeah. So like the best gear is like a 1% chance you roll and get that in your box.
At the lowest tier,
no, at the highest tier of gear.
Okay, but so
no more tiers. Just okay. Every time you need 5,000 points to get a box.
Okay, yeah,
command points. You get a box and it's all percentages. So it's a 30 or 50% chance that you're going to get
a
242 piece.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's a 20% chance that
goes up, the percentage drops.
Right. So like you got a 20% chance of getting a 246 and then the next one is like a 5% chance that you get the best in slot, but the way top gear,
it's like 1%.
No, you can't even get it.
Okay.
That's for the people who do the hardest content. And the only way you can do that is by doing PvP, crafting it, or Nightmare Ops.
See, I don't like that idea. I actually prefer the tiered crate system because if you're playing, there's still a chance that you've opened. Like, I could play one thing that gets me a box, and I happen to roll like the second to top gear set. You know what I mean? I don't think that's rewarding to your player base when. If I could just happen to get that and somebody who's this more dedicated player who's trying for 6 months and subbed for 6 months or whatever and is dedicating all this time, they could still have a chance to not get it, get their gear that they actually want and need to play at, you know, at whatever level they're trying to play at. Because I think the tier system rewards you for the time you've spent in it. Like if you haven't put the time in, you don't advance into the next tier. So, like, if once you're in the next tier, then you're guaranteed to get gear.
But what if it's supplemental? But what if you're doing your story content and you're getting the baseline gear? What if you do flashpoints? It gives you the mid-level gear.
Yeah.
And then if you jump into story mode operations, it's giving you the second tier or the third tier gear. And as you go up in harder difficulty. It's giving you that better content because, in theory,
yeah, but that's not what
you
said
don't
to
need.
Begin with. Yeah.
Huh?
That's not what you said to begin with.
Yes, no, no, no. I'm saying in the boxes, it's just random pieces. It's one tier and everything. But if you're, if you actually need the gear, you can do the flashpoints to get all of it. I don't know. I guess I'm on the crazy train, as Elvis said.
Yeah, I think so. Because you're describing, what you're describing is the current system.
Because without tiers.
Oh, so you're saying you want the loot, the boxes linked to whatever content you did. Like if you do a harder flashpoint, you get better gear. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm saying in the flashpoint, you get gear out of that.
Right.
So if you complete a story mode flashpoint, you're getting X gear.
Right.
250 gear.
Right.
Right. But if you do a hard mode flashpoint, you're going to get 252 gear.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But then, but when the box comes, it's all percentages for RNG to what level of gear you get.
Okay.
So, because the tiers, there has to be an end. So I've been at Galactic Command level 300 for who knows how long. And it means nothing because I've hit that wall and now it's the same box all the time.
Yeah.
So to make it, keep it relevant, just make it one box.
Or they could just up the level and you have a next tier.
But then, so if they up the level, now you take that, you up the level.
Yeah. So say they make it command and create level 350 is the top.
So now everybody's going to be pissed off because they've been grinding at this 300 forever.
Oh.
And now they're like, oh, I would have already been 700 by now.
Right.
You know, people will complain. Yeah. Where if you get rid of a tier, there's no ceiling. You just earn a box. And it's RNG every time. You go out and buy one of those hyper crates or a cartel pack. You pay those cartel coins for one of them. You don't know what's in them.
Right.
You could get something sweet or you could get junk.
Yeah.
It's same thing with a regular box. But it still allows a player to get better gear who's just a casual player like yourself.
Yeah. I guess so. It's a tricky balance, that one that I am not entirely familiar with having to balance.
So I didn't know about this, but I wanted to talk about it because it talks about what's coming up next.
Yep.
And
talking about the live stream.
Yeah. And I guess I'm calling a bluff on SOTOR because, you know, Scrub and Brian live in Austin and they don't seem to have any power issues right now.
Right.
So
what's the deal?
I mean, it's a big conspiracy theory.
Yeah. So we got a message from, I believe, Eric Musco about why they were. So I guess they were trying to do a live stream on the new update 5.10.3 Dantooine. And they've been having a lot of trouble. So what he said in the forums was, hey, folks, quick update on the live stream for this week that I've been alluding to. It seems our plan to have a live stream for you is cursed by the gods of Austin, Texas. Last stream, the whole area lost power. This stream, a major city fiber line was cut during road construction, and so our primary internet connection to the building isn't live. Luckily for us, we have a backup plan, but its speed is not impressive, and so streaming via that line, especially when the whole building is using it, means that it would not be very productive, so we will not be streaming tomorrow. However, we want to make sure that we still get that information to you. We're going to cover two primary topics on the stream. So here are the topics and where you can get some of those details. For Dantooine 5.10.3, our plan was to show you Dantooine live on the stream, show you the event, and talk about what to expect. Then, surprise, it would be live on the PTS. Instead, look for a post from Charles tomorrow talking about what you can expect from Dantooine, and then look for 5.10.3 to go live in the PTS tomorrow afternoon. Also, Onslaught. Charles and I were simply going to go back through the presentation we gave at Celebration and answer questions. We've already been working on answering questions since announced, and we will continue to. Also, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central, we are going to be interviewed by Cogas, as we were alluded to. Sorry, Cogas. At twitch.tv/KOGASS_ about Onslaught, so tune in. Also, look forward to more future streams and blogs from us, assuming Austin's utilities decide to cooperate.
So I'm just going to say it's going to all be posts because they're not going to live stream, because every time they do it, they're going to say, oh, we don't have power, or our facilities aren't good. It sounds like they need to move their office.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm really excited to see the Dantooine stuff or I guess now read about it, because it's supposed to be an event that, you know, a monthly event like the Bounty Contract or whatever it is, or weekly event. But then when it's not here, like the event isn't here, there's going to be like side missions on that planet that you can go and do.
Well, that's cool.
Which is sweet. So if you're not involved in like the group,
then you can
you
stuff to do.
Yeah, you can still do stuff. But again,
the details, we have a little bit to read if you'd like to.
I do want to read about it. But one last thing is make sure if you guys have questions for Kogus, send them to him.
Right.
Because, you know, I believe more questions, the better, even if, you know, somebody doesn't get to it. The question, at least give them the options. I mean, I've been harassing them for like 3 days going, ask this question.
Right.
And, you know, like I woke up in the middle of the night and was like, oh, another I got to remember this. Yeah, another question. And then I fell back asleep. I was like, oh, I'll remember in the morning.
You never do.
No, you never, ever do. Write it down.
So game update 5.10.3 says the Dantooine incursion. It introduces a new in-game event set on the planet Dantooine. This limited time event will join the rotation of other reoccurring events in Star Wars The Old Republic, such as the Rack Ghoul Resurgence and the Relics of the Gree. Please hold. My computer is not working. With the renewed war between the Galactic Republic and the Sith Empire, the remote planet Dantooine has taken on sudden significance. Its location at the edge of Imperial space makes it a perfect staging area for Republic military ships traveling to and from the front lines. Unable to breach the Republic lines and attack the planet directly, the agents of the Empire have recruited the brutal Nova Blade pirates to attack Dantooine from within the Republic's own territory, catching the planet's defenders completely off guard with the overwhelming violence of their attack. In the ensuing chaos, Imperial forces have infiltrated Dantooine and established a hidden base on the planet's surface, aiming to cripple the Republic's efforts with a series of surgical strikes. The Nova Blades lash out at anyone and everyone they can find, despite originally being hired by the Empire. This brutal pirate armada cares only for the plunder they can claim. Staggered by the pirates' ruthlessness and the Empire's cunning, the Republic's harried defenders put a call out for assistance from anyone who can help them hold Dantooine against the enemy's deadly incursions. Dun, dun, dun. Look for more information about game update 5.10.3 in the Dantooine incursion in April 2019.
I just want to mention John Blaze. I think they didn't mention PvP because they're still working through the gearing. But if I'm putting on my tinfoil hat, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be getting somehow, some way, you're going to be getting PvP gear. Something that I came up with and I think is a great idea. So what if, tinfoil hat time, Galactic Command becomes, you choose what you want. So you click, you know, almost like when you can side with the light side or you can side with the dark side. And you should always side with the light side. But if you decide to side with the dark side, that's okay. But what I'm saying about that in Galactic Command is, what if you can click, okay, all of my boxes, I want to be PvP gear. Click that button. So every time you earn a box, you get PvP gear.
Right.
And then, or click the other button and you get PvE gear. And it allows, no matter what you're doing, to continue to earn whatever gear you want to do. So if you're doing story content, you can still be earning your PvP gear or PvE gear.
Right.
And it keeps it open for that opportunity. I really like that idea. And I'm sure everybody's going to be like, oh, he's stupid. But it's a way that everybody can earn what they want. Because believe it or not, even though I didn't realize it, there's some people that only do PvP.
Right.
Like they'll do their story content, but they don't do anything else, which is insane to me.
Yeah. I think a lot of the PvE stuff is really fun.
Right. But, you know, but we also come from a background of playing a lot of PvP.
PvE, you mean?
No, PvP.
Oh, with Call of Duty and stuff?
All those games. That's all.
Yeah. And Siege. I play a lot of. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all PvP. That's so it's that way. Oh. See ya. See ya. Chad. Exit. We are not Yankees fans. Oh, I don't have a Red Sox hat on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he's not. We're from like Massachusetts. We're all Boston sports all the time. Someone posted in the chat named Chad that he's booing the light side and he's saying
Albus.
Oh, Albus was saying, sorry, I don't know Albus's real name. Albus was saying, boo light side, you're probably a Yankees fan too. And I think he just knew it was gonna get on Marcus's nerves.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. If you guys have, your opinions and you want to send it to us, Nick will put our email in the chat. It's theworkingclassnerds@gmail.com.
Sure.
We'd love to hear what your opinions are. And if you have anything you want to point out, and I know Nazir is all over me to get him back on the show because to talk about gearing, but I think we will put him back on because I think his conversations are great. I just think we'll wait. I just want to wait until we get more information about this gearing change. Because I don't know what's coming through it.
Right.
You know, I try to follow all the stuff that they post, but most of the time I'm working in the shop, so I don't get to see it.
Right. I get you.
Same anyway, here.
That's it. Let's wrap it up. Thanks everybody for participating in the chat.
Yeah. Thanks everybody.
What are you guys talking about in here?
Find out next episode of Working Class Nerds.